What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of Barack Obama saying that the United States should confiscate all legal guns like they did in Australia after they had one mass shooting. Don't forget, though, before we get into that, this podcast is a video version and audio version. I pre-record. Video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, and I stream it live on Twitter and Twitch as well. And the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Before we get into this, though, I got a new little commercial from Diesel Brand featuring Bishop the Dandada. And let's pull it up. And let's get into it.
Everybody talking about Dizzle new song. I got GS jumping on a Tuesday. Dizzle drunk gang deeper than the Wu-Tang. If you love it, then you better cut your back.
Right, Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Don't forget, you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, our number one selling state. Little Rock, stand up. And shouts out to Little Rock Obama. And don't forget the Dizzle Brand merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on merchandise store. Got the hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. That actually rhymes. And we also got the Dizzle Brand merch available on Etsy.com, E-T-S-Y.com. Search for Dizzle Brand. Or you can go directly to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. Once again, that's Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it.
Canada.
Registering your guns is just the first step towards taking away guns from everyone. That's never going to happen.
Effective immediately, it is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country.
I'm sorry about that, but there is no other way. There is no other way.
So, we are about to check out something from Carleon Noir. This right here also is about Obama wanting us to respond like Australia, who banned and confiscated guns.
And before he gets finishes that Carleon Noir, whatever, he's like the face of, you know, the Second Amendment, like fighting against these people that are screaming gun control and they want to ban all these guns. He's like the face.
Don't know about confiscating the guns, but I do know that Canada also banned guns. I didn't know that Australia not only banned guns, but are confiscating their guns. That is nuts. That's crazy. But if that happens here, Trust me. Hopefully nobody get that going. If somebody gets that going, they want a civil war.
Exactly. That's the whole theme of this. They want a civil war. You know, and it sounds like a dictatorship if I ever heard of one. Let's keep it moving.
That's what they want. That's what they want. Yeah. They want a civil war.
Yeah.
They know it's going to happen. You cannot take away people's rights like that and not expect for them to be upset. Come on now.
Like it shouldn't take a rocket. He's right. It shouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure out you take away the First or the Second Amendment from people, which basically what you're doing when you confiscate the guns, if you did that in America, you're basically asking for a civil war. You're inviting a civil war. I mean, it should be common knowledge that that would lead to civil war. Let's go.
Nobody who believe in the Second Amendment going to believe that you're coming to take their guns and you're not going to do anything to them after you take their guns. Why are you trying to disarm me? You're trying to disarm me for a reason. That's how a lot of people are going to be thinking. They're not going to allow you to do that. That's what the Second Amendment is for. So you can protect yourself and your family against that exact thing. This has happened to other nations before. I doubt people are going to allow that to happen here.
Anti-gun policy.
You know, before he gets into this, like, why would anybody want to take away your... You shouldn't even have to have a right to defend yourself. This is the laws of nature. You should just be allowed to defend yourself. So anybody that would want to take away, screw the rights, your ability to defend yourself. This is all about control, man. You can't tell me this is anything other than control if you're going to take away my ability to defend myself.
Politicians and anti-gun groups love to gaslight gun owners by saying they're not trying to take your guns, we just want reasonable gun laws, and that the idea of a slippery slope is simply silly, and we're just fear-mongering. We're not fear-mongering. We just know the history of gun control in other countries and in this country, and can see that you all are trying to do the exact same thing here that they did over there. Don't believe me? Come along with me while I break this down. Recently...
just now saying the same thing, but again, if I was wrong, hey, listen, I've been wrong a lot, way more than I've been right, so I don't mind.
Obama did an interview with CBS Morning where he said this.
You know, in Australia, you had one mass shooting 50 years ago, and they said, oh, we're not doing that anymore. That is normally how you would expect a society to respond.
Anyone want to take a guess? What?
Wait, he just said, hold on, I got to stop. He said that's normally how a society would respond. No, there's nothing normal about that. There's nothing normal about that because, you know, screw the laws of man. The laws of nature tell me that if my life is in danger, I should be able to use any means necessary. KRS-One. By any means necessary to defend my life. If that requires me to have a bazooka to defend my life, then I need a bazooka. You know, like this idea that if we take away the guns, they won't be called mass shootings no more. You know what they'll be called? Mass stabbings. Mass killings. They won't call them mass shootings no more. They'll call them mass stabbings because this idea that you take away the guns and somebody's not going to go stab two or three people at one time, because three people or more is considered a mass shooting. So three people getting stabbed or more, it's got to be a mass stabbing, right? I mean, if not, you're just being a hypocrite and going along with the double standards that people typically do.
What they did in Australia with the guns?
Just 12 days later, the then Prime Minister John Howard pushed through a sweeping set of gun regulations despite a lack of support from his rural constituency.
I'm sorry about that, but there is no other way. There is no other way.
Within a month, the government passed the National Firearms...
when somebody says there's no other way, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. This is all about keeping us under thumb, keeping us weak. We can't protect ourselves. We can't defend ourselves. This is all about control.
Agreement, transforming gun legislation in the country.
The hardest things to do in politics often involve taking away rights and privileges from your own supporters.
The tough new laws.
Okay, time out. Before we check the rest of this out, I just want to ask, are we comparing apples to apples here? When they took away Australia's guns, right? Confiscated their guns. Were they having extreme high crime in many different parts of their country the way that we do here?
No.
If they did, then that would have led to some sort of war. If they had those type of protections before, and there are a great number of individuals in their country who have illegal guns, and you have a great number of people in their country who equally have legal guns to protect themselves and their families and their businesses, then they realize that if the criminals still have the guns and we no longer have ours, then there's a problem. So we're not giving them up. That right there will cause an issue. If that wasn't the case, they already knew what type of suckers that they were dealing with in Australia. So they tried that.
Yeah. You know, I don't think this is apples and apples. This is apples and oranges. Australia doesn't have drive-by shootings, a ton of school shootings. See, they didn't even say this was a school shooting. They said it was a mass shooting, which means, you know, it's just all about control and dictatorship. What are people supposed to do now when you go on a safari and you run into a lion and tiger and bear? You're supposed to just wrestle them with your bare hands now? I mean, this is some bullshit.
So if the U.S. ever try this, then they don't know the people they're dealing with.
They don't.
I think that the U.S. is smarter than that. Listen, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I get it. I don't think that they're that dumb.
Banned the sale and importation of all automatic and semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. And perhaps most significantly, called for a massive mandatory gun buyback. Australia's government confiscated and destroyed nearly 700,000 firearms, reducing the number of gun-owning households by half.
People used to say to me, you've violated my human rights by taking away my gun. And I'd say, look, I understand that, but will you please understand the argument? The greatest human right of all is to live a safe life.
New licensing.
No, that's horseshit. That's horseshit. The greatest human right of all is to live a happy life. A happy life. And this idea that you're going to be safe because you got rid of guns, it's such horseshit. It's such bullshit. It's such nonsense, man. It's so fucking bogus. It's a complete lack of common sense, common knowledge, and history. So it's why I posted on Facebook, like, you think the world was any less violent when people were just walking around? Everybody had swords. Because back then, everybody had swords. Everybody had some form of sword or knife to defend themselves. Everybody ain't walking around with guns. I would argue Australia, there's probably a lot more guns in Australia legal. Like, Australia is probably just predominantly legal gun owners. That's why we're not comparing apples to apples. America is just as many illegal gun owners probably as there is legal gun owners. And you take away the legal guns, all you're doing is making us all fucking victims, which is a lack of common sense, common knowledge. It just goes to show that it's all about control. They don't care if you go to your mailbox and you get robbed at gunpoint because somebody confiscated your gun and the criminal is literally waiting at your mailbox to rob you. Or you can't even go to the grocery store no more because there's going to be people waiting in front of the door at a grocery store to rob you of everything you own because you have no weapons that you could ever get. You won't have no opportunity to get no weapons if they confiscate everything. This is such dictatorship, control, keep you under the thumb bullshit.
The greatest human right of all is to live a safe life. So we need to take your guns so you can be less safe, because that's our way of making sure you live a safe life, or that I live a safe life. Because now,
yeah, like somebody still can't stab me in the fucking back or slit my fucking throat or kill me with a fucking baseball bat. I mean, there's so many other fucking things that they can still kill you with. Like even their bare fucking hands. Let's keep it moving.
I ain't got to worry about y'all if I ever want to take over.
Adopted, and a national firearms registry was established. The law says Australians need a genuine reason for having a firearm. It doesn't include self-defense. People must go through background checks and wait 20...
Did you just hear that nonsense? They need a genuine reason that doesn't include self-defense. What's the most fucking genuine reason? And it's saying, that's the thing. This has nothing to do with human rights. This has everything to do with the laws of nature. Everything in the laws of nature, if your life is in jeopardy and your survival depends on it, you're allowed to defend your life by any means necessary. See, the Bible tells you otherwise, like turn the other cheek and, you know, this, that, and the third. But, you know, I would argue religion is about control just as much as taking your guns are about control as well.
28 days before they can buy a gun. The government also spent $375 million to buy back 640,000 civilian-owned guns and then destroyed them.
First, there was a mass shooting. Then background checks. Then they created a gun registry. Then they banned semi-autos, and then they confiscated them. That is what Obama is using as an example of what he thinks we should be doing here in the U.S., but then tells gun owners that the slippery slope thing is silly. Prime example, take Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. In 2010, this is what he said to a group of people who were making the same arguments we are making right now with respect to these gun control measures being a slippery slope.
I'm shaking my head and looking goofy because I just now mentioned Canada doing exactly what they did. I didn't know that they were fighting. They was doing this since 2010, but God gracious.
Here in here is that the first step towards registering your guns is just the first step towards taking away guns from everyone. That's never going to happen because here in Canada, we have a culture that has grown up with guns and that respects the need to go out into the wilderness and shoot things from time to time.
Now, fast forward to 2020, where he did this.
Before he even goes further, it's not even about respecting the culture where we go out and shoot wild game from time to time. This is all about fucking self-defense and motherfucking control. That's all we need to be talking about. Self-defense and control.
Immediately. It is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country.
Then fast forward again to 2022.
Hey, that sounds like taking people's stuff, bro. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Two, where he did this.
Today, our national freeze on handguns is coming into force. From today forward, it is no longer legal to buy, sell, or transfer a handgun in Canada.
Oh, it gets worse. Handguns. Fast forward again to 2023, and he's now trying to ban hunting rifles.
A 32% increase in violent crime, a 90% increase in gang crime. Murder rates now rising again this year, year after year. And what's his solution? To ban Grandpa Joe's hunting rifle. In fact, he wants to ban hundreds of thousands of hunting rifles and spend hundreds of millions of dollars doing it. Why won't he leave hunters alone and go after the real criminals?
So basically, once again, no common sense to common knowledge. This is what happens. You've taken all the way to legal guns from the legal gun owners, and now criminals, everything's going up. Everything's going up. All violent crimes have went up. I mean, you just heard the numbers, because that's what happens. We all become fucking victims of criminals. You know, when criminals literally know that there's nothing we can do to defend ourselves. I mean, because you're going to call the police? You think they're going to get there in time after somebody's done robbed you, shot and killed you in a matter of seconds? No, they're not. This is what's so batshit crazy about this. They want to get rid of the guns and they want to defund the police. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like martial law. What else is left? If there's no police to police the criminals, there's no guns to defend ourselves for criminals, it sounds like military in the streets, martial law. That's what that sounds like. New world order. Let's keep it moving.
The Right Honorable Prime Minister. We've been very.
That was good.
Honorable.
Go after the real criminals.
Honorable,
bro.
My ass.
What the hell are y'all really trying to do? Why are y'all trying to rid everyone of their ability to defend themselves? That's all I want to know. Why are you trying to rid everyone of their ability to defend themselves? Because first it started off with military grade, right? No, first it started off with a lie saying we will never ban your guns here in Canada. That's them other places. And then you go 10 years later, oh, we taking all military grade weapons and you can't use them, trade them, shoot them. You have nothing to do with them at all. Matter of fact, we're going to buy them back and destroy them. And then you go a couple of more years later and they talking about handguns. And then they talking about they're banning transferring and using handguns. Now they talking about hunting rifles. What the hell else can you do?
That slippery slope that they were talking about that was like, you know, it was a slope like this. It's now, that's the slope now. It went from, it was like gradual. It was like, and now it's straight free fall. It's a free fall. It's not even slippery slope. It's free falling. I mean, dictatorship at its best.
Sex, butcher knives, huh? Hot water with what? Rocks? We making sure you don't have any sharp, blunt objects on your project.
Baseball bats.
We're taking them. Or you live in a brick house, you got to go. We got to crumble it, get rid of it, turn it into dust, because you might break one of those bricks one day and crack one of us upside the head. And we scared. Yo, this is not looking good for Canada. If we want to look anywhere, we need to look over there.
Very clear that we are not targeting law-abiding hunters and fishers. Mr. Speaker, we will continue to take the necessary measures to keep Canadians safe while respecting the rights of law-abiding Canadians.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What Canadians expect. That's what we've been doing.
That's
the leader of the opposition.
That is such a horseshit of a lie, man. Like, I don't get how these people look in the mirror every morning, man. I wouldn't be able to look in the mirror at all every morning if I was this dishonest of a piece of shit, pompous dictator scumbag as Justin Trudeau. I mean, this dude is a piece of shit. He is a straight up piece of shit. I mean, these people just lied to millions of people every fucking day, man. Like Corinne Jean-Pierre. I mean, she's a professional fucking liar. Let's keep it moving.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I get my information from the amendment that his government tabled in the committee.
That's right.
And I have it right here.
Duh.
A list of the firearms that he wants to ban includes the Webley and Scott wild fowl gun. Fowl is
fowl,
in
so.
Wild turkeys and wild ducks. That's right in the list that his government put forward of guns he wants to ban. Mr. Speaker, why is he more concerned with protecting wild turkeys from hunters than he is concerned about protecting Canadians from criminals?
This is literally the same progression that anti-gun politicians in the anti-gun lobby are trying to do in America. It's so blatant now, it's laughable, but it's not really funny.
Are they really trying to do this in America? I mean, be honest. I get it. Listen. I've seen some things.
They're trying.
All right?
I
do realize, because people on the left do not see it this way. I communicate with a great deal of people from the left, and they do not see it this way. All right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
That's not a very good source, though. Like, the people that are pushing for this aren't really the good source. The people that are the political party that thinks a man is a woman and a woman is a man is not really a reliable source. You know, if you're going to go to a reliable source, you know, go to a source that's actually living on this fucking planet and not in some fucking fairy tale world that doesn't exist. Let's keep it moving.
The minions. I'm talking about the people who are being used and don't know the real agenda. Okay, let me put that caveat out there. I'm just going to put that caveat out because obviously they don't know the real agenda, because if they did, I doubt they will continue to vote the way that they're voting.
There's always a bigger agenda.
And you know what? I take that back, because some people would do, some people was cut off their nose just to spite their face. And I listen, that's one of them old school sayings. I know what it mean. Can't really break it down, but I do know what it mean.
Because there are so many people that believe these politicians when they say they're not trying to ban guns and that they just want common sense gun measures. I just walked you through real world examples of this lie in other countries. And the leaders in our country are literally saying we should use the same countries that ban guns as an example of what we should be doing here. The thing is, they think you're so stupid and so slow, they don't think you'll pick up on that. They think you'll just hear, oh, we should take into account what Australia did with their guns and they don't have mass shootings anymore, and therefore we should take that as an example and use it here in America.
I don't know if people sound like that, but people definitely have logic like that. That's their logic, 1,000%.
They sound like that.
It might seem like he's making fun of them, but he's absolutely 1,000% spot on, bro. Spot
on.
Because all they will compare is they took guns, now look at the crime. What's the crime rate? What's the crime rate? How many people getting shot? Exactly. We need to do what they're doing. Point blank, period. Not understanding that you about to get got. You will have no protection. Shut the hell up. Stop getting so loud and standing up for stuff that you don't understand. You are voting for this and don't even realize it. This is what you cap for on a day-to-day basis and don't realize it. Wake the hell up, man. That's it. Just wake up.
They don't expect you to actually know what happened in places like Australia. They don't expect you to pay attention to what they're doing in Canada right now. Hell, even our current president sat down with the former New Zealand prime minister and said that we needed guidance from her on gun control when she was the prime minister.
Which is, I think.
And you know, it's crazy. The reason they think people won't know what's going on in Australia and won't know what's going on in Canada, or I guess New Zealand here, is because they don't know. They won't know because they don't know, because people are living in their little bubbles. Their little bubbles. They're not willing to, their minds are already made up, you know, like their minds can't be changed. Even if you present facts, because facts apparently are hateful. Truth and facts are apparently hateful.
Shh. It's a fairly big deal for all of us, and we need your guidance. And we're, you know, it's a pleasure to see you in person.
The same New Zealand.
We need your guidance, and it's a pleasure to see
you. He can't even finish
the
sentence. He needs everybody's guidance.
And these cameras running around.
New Zealand Prime Minister, who did this?
Today I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. We will ban all high-capacity magazines. We will ban all parts with the ability to convert semi-automatic or any other type of firearm into a military-style semi-automatic weapon.
Look, the
only thing they did was pass down a memo saying, don't trust your people. That's it. They passed down a memo to all of their people, and they said, don't trust your people. Let's find a way to make sure that we can protect ourselves against our own people. All right? If we can do that as the government, you're the leader of where you're from. When they have their meetings, this is the type of stuff that comes from it. Protect yourself from your people. That's the real, you're worried about people trying to invade your country. No, it's the people there. And the people with the guns, they will do it. Paranoia, paranoia, paranoia. Let me tell you something. Not everybody should be smoking weed, okay? Y'all too damn paranoid, okay? Y'all are, man. I'm talking about these people who run these countries. Y'all are paranoid as hell. Because all you want to do is make people weaker so that you can take over. You're so afraid that somebody's going to stop you from having all the power that you want. Listen, stop being greedy, first of all. You will die at the hands of your own greed. Period. You will. That's God's law. Like, it's going to happen. Leave people to hell alone, man. When you mess with God's people, you're really messing with your own future. You're messing with your own peace. Leave God's people alone. The people who are acting up, yeah, handle them accordingly. Definitely do something about them. Even treat them fairly according to the crimes that they commit. Do that too. But at the end of the day, the people who are helping your country grow, the taxpayers, the good doers, the people with jobs and careers, the people who are starting families and growing your nation, you should be giving them awards. You should be protecting them 1,000%. You should make sure and encourage them to want to protect themselves more. As a matter of fact, let's be greedy with it. Let's be a little greedy with it. Even for your economy, it will be good. Guns is big business. Now, if you got a bunch of good people in your country, yo, go out there, protect yourself. Take some classes. Show your family gun safety, all right? Show your family.
You know, I've heard enough. This is it. He brought God into it, but it really has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with the laws of nature. And everything I try to base off is the laws of nature. And it's as simple as this. Will we confiscate the claws from lions or tigers so they couldn't defend themselves? I mean, no, because that would be pretty shitty to fucking do. That would be pretty fucking shitty to do. You know, like it'd be like confiscating all the poison from a snake. Poisonous snakes so they can't defend themselves. Even snakes have to defend themselves, you know, or poisonous frogs, or well, we confiscate all the porcupines from a porcupine so it can't defend itself, because that's where the porcupine, the porcupine spikes are. They're like a defense mechanism, It's not about offense. And that's the thing. Like, guns aren't always about offense. I mean, like I've said before, I got a shotgun, a 12 gauge behind my couch here, and I hope I never have to use it, because it's strictly for self-defense if somebody actually comes to my house and tries to harm me. But if they try to come and take away my gun, well, then I have to use it for the same exact reason, because nobody's coming to take away my gun. I'm sorry. Unless I've committed some travesty of crimes, unless I became a felon overnight and started committing crimes. No, I mean, I'm legally within my right to still own my gun. And if somebody wants to get emotional, get on their feelings and feel like they want to confiscate guns and start a civil war, hey, go right ahead. But you're not taking my guns, or my gun, actually. And I will be getting me a handgun soon here, because North Carolina has actually, even after one of the school shootings recently, North Carolina passed a law where I don't need a permit to go get a handgun anymore. And I should need a permit to go get a handgun, you know, because I don't need a permit to get a shotgun. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of gun you got. If somebody got a gun, they can get in their car with their gun and go shoot somebody. You know, I had a friend, we ain't been friends too long, but I've known about him most of my life. He's from a rap group, Bomb Shelters. He was recently shot and killed. And the guy that shot and killed him supposedly isn't really a like gangster thug mentality kind of guy. He's not that kind of person. It's just, you know, he got to his breaking point, I guess. But yeah, like, even that, it gun or no gun, it could have been the same results if it was a knife or a baseball bat or a crowbar or a sledgehammer. Or I would argue that I probably could kill you quicker with a sledgehammer or a baseball bat upside the head than just shooting you. Because that's the thing. It isn't bullets most of the time that kill people. It's actually bleeding out from the hole that the bullet has created. Knives are actually worse. Getting stabbed with a knife is actually far worse than getting shot with a gun. You know, if I had to take a bullet or take a straight up blade, I'm taking the bullet because the bullet could just go through and through, not really mess nothing up, just sew you up and you could be good to go. Just got to sew you up from bleeding out, man. A knife could just cut an artery just like that. You know, I've heard enough, man. This is the whole moral of this is they want to start a civil war. And I would argue that if Canada starts going after the, if they go after the hunt rifles and a civil war doesn't start, the Canadians are just some bitch ass cowards. They're just a bunch of Canadian cowards. But that's not going to fly in America because you don't get to make us victims of all the criminals. You want to take away the guns and defund the police? I mean, if you're going to take away everybody's guns, then we got to have more police. That's what's so stupid about this. That's what's so the lack of common sense and common knowledge whatsoever. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. And we're out.